Hello, hello, it's Monday, July 9th, and you're listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris. This is show number 62. Website you can attain information about us at is...
Us is at is... Why?
www.dreamstation.cc for your news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. Float us an email. Audio is preferred. videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. With us today, we have the following peeps. First of all, we have Keith.
Well, hey there, little buckaroo. How you doing?
Phil, what do you have to say about such lame voices?
You guys suck, but I am present.
You are present and talking in robot voice as usual.
That's because I'm downloading the Dawn of War 1.
There's 24 hours in the day, and you pick the one that we do the show.
The one time where we actually need bandwidth, so everyone sounds good. I'm going to download this hundreds of times. What are you doing so loud, by the way? Okay, say hello to Tom.
You have something, Tom? Go ahead.
No, actually, I don't. I was going to say LOLs. I'm on the internet now. Check out Temple Dog Awesome Art, mcfragslot.com. I still owe Temple Dog money. The check is in the mail. It takes a long time to get to Canada.
It has to be converted first, too, doesn't it?
I know. I wonder if he's actually taking me, because I'm giving him so many dollars in American, but he knows it's going to be so much more.
We will also have an old-timer back on the show. Ivan will be joining us later. This week, we're going to be talking about housekeeping. New at dreamstation.cc, what are we playing? Take Two is being sued once again. Sony games may be more than $60. We have the long-awaited return of Factor Crap.
No.
We do.
Wow, you actually did preparation for the show.
I actually prepared for the show. I mean, we had a week off. Miscellaneous Sony stuff, the console formerly known as the Revolution information, our forum question, and our mailbag.
Mailbag.
Next topic.
Housekeeping. Now, last week, there wasn't a show due to the 4th of July holiday. It's kind of a big deal here in America. Us Americans were chilling, beer swilling, and barbecue grilling.
Nice.
I need to put up the third and final part of our interview with Ross Erickson from Xbox Live. We will do that soon. I got a new laptop from Dell and Inspiron.
Don't pimp Dell's.
I'm not. The very next sentence out of my mouth was going to be, do not under any circumstances get a Dell for home use. They went so far as to give me an OS CD that I paid an extra $10 for, that when I was installing it, little Dell DOS windows were popping up. And then, of course, I had to call them, and I said, hello, this is George. May I help you with your problem? Xbox 360s are aplenty. Keith, you're going to be getting one here in the near future, and maybe this coming week.
Yes.
And both my other brother-in-laws got 360s. So if gaming is on. Speaking of the 360s, my friend list is kind of getting filled up. So if I have been so inconsiderate as to have to remove you from my friend list lately, and I do send a little nice message like, I'm sorry, but I need more space. Goodbye.
You're an internet celebrity, and you need more slots on your friends list.
The 100 slots.
Don't you know who I am? I'm juggling on.
The 100 slots, believe it. I never thought it would be filled, but it's filled up. It'll be easier once Keith and the rest of the crew get some 360s. So that we could spread the loving around. And
I don't know if I want that many friends, man. I can't. It's annoying to watch a movie on your Xbox.
You can turn the notifications off. The PSP had a downgrader for the firmware. I don't care, but I mentioned it. You can go look up the actual info. Xbox Live Game Night, Thursday of this week. We have the Madden League that night. Let's say we're going to start about 8 p.m. Eastern time and go on until, I don't know, 2 in the morning, depending on who's around. I have a poll in our forums in the Xbox Live section. Friday is leading so far, so if you guys have a preferred day that you would like to game on Xbox Live for the 360th, go vote in the poll. This Thursday, we're going to do a little Call of Duty, Battlefield 2, and Ghost Recon, so kind of the war shooters. And then those will change as we go, and I'd like to change nights and times, too, so that our friends over in Europe can actually play along with us.
No, because if they're actually committed, they'd stay up till 4 a.m. and play.
If you're on my friend list, C. Paladino is my gamer tag. Go ahead and around 8, when you see me on, jump in. Send me a message. We're going to be playing some of those games. Also, we had a volunteer here, Big Duff from our forums. His gamer tag is Duff3C, D-U-F-F space 3C. If you want to add him to your friend list, please make sure that in the message title or send a voicemail that says Dream Station Game Night or something so that he can add you. And then again, as we get more people, will try and organize this a little better. So this is in this experimentation phase here. Nobody cares, but the Prey demo's out, and it was pretty good back about 10 years ago when it was called Quake 3. I didn't like the Prey demo at all. Single player didn't draw me in. I wasn't interacting with any of the characters that I cared about. Weapons were bland, and you can run on walls. Big whoop wasn't very fun. Oh, yes, the big deal. The podcast award nominations are in full force. Podcastawards.com. You can nominate your favorite shows. May I suggest such shows as DreamStation.cc Video Game Show.
May I interrupt?
You may.
Chris, log on to IM and show Chris Ivan how Skype works. We're in the middle of Hurricane Katrina. Now pinch your nipple.
Ow!
That wasn't as hot as I had at first envisioned.
All right, so welcome, Ivan. Ivan used to be a regular on the show for, what, the first maybe 10 or 15 episodes? He moved away to an area that does not have broadband. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. I believe you're going to be a regular now on here. Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
Well, you have a DS Lite, PSP. What else do you have?
Just a PS2 and a PC.
All right, let's continue on with our housekeeping section here. Podcast award nominations are going in full effect, so nominate your favorite podcasts.
For the gaming category.
Yes, here's the thing, though. You can only vote for two categories total. One of those two has to be either People's Choice or Best Produced. And let's face it, we know dang sure we're not the best produced. And we're not People's Choice either. But if you want to vote for two places, we would recommend gaming and People's Choice. If you vote for more than those two categories, they will throw your vote out. So I didn't know this. Thank you, Godfrey, for pointing that one out.
That's why we never win.
Yeah, also, let's spread the loving around. Godfrey over at Gamertag Radio. There's a group of guys that I started talking to, old school gamers. We'll talk about them in a little bit later. So yeah, we would appreciate your nominations, and thank you guys for all the support you've given us over the last, say, year and a half. I would really like, honest to God, no matter who wins, I don't want it to be a big corporately backed. Come on, your corporations. Let the indie guy win something in his frigging life. DreamStation Mail is moving in August. If you have one of our free DreamStation.cc mails accounts, more details will come as I get closer to going away, but if you need a Gmail invite, which is free and it's a better service, quite frankly, drop me an email with Gmail in the subject line at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. That brings us to our phone number.
By the way, you know what our phone number spells? We're 206-984-GAME. How perfect is that?
Is that really what it is?
Yeah, we're 984 Games.
People have wanted to send us audio, and they claim they don't know how. We have a phone number that was donated to us by Night Owl. Thank you, Night Owl. The phone number is, and it's not toll-free, so call from a cell phone or Skype, 206-984-GAME, G-A-M-E. So that's 206-984-4263. It spells game. See, because we're slick like that. Does anyone have anything else in housekeeping?
Next topic.
What is new at DreamStation.cc in the past week or two? Atelier Iris 2. I probably pronounced that wrong, but Atelier Iris 2. PS2 review. Perfect Dark Zero for the 360. Dead or Alive 4 for the 360. Top Gun for the Nintendo DS. Those are the games that we have reviewed.
Next topic.
So what have we been playing in the last week? I have played Uno on Xbox Live Arcade, NHL 2K6 for the 360, and Top Spin 1 for the Xbox over at Ivan's house.
You didn't include Madden's?
I played everything else more than Madden, believe it or not. Keith?
X-Men Legends 2, Madden's 2006, and Diablo 2. I went old school this week.
Ivan?
Since I just got myself some broadband back, I've been kind of going old school too. I've been playing Guild Wars.
Sorry to hear that.
Pretty much nonstop. Mario Kart DS online and Champions. I think it's called Return to Arms on the PS2.
Phil, what have you been playing?
Let me guess. Sequel. Phil's been playing World of Warcraft.
I've only played maybe 3 hours. Actually, I've been playing Dawn of War, Madden 2006 for the Xbox, Burnout, Revenge for the Xbox.
And in case you're wondering about all the Madden that's been played, we have a league on Thursday nights. I'll probably be late to Thursday night gaming night, just FYI. Tom, what have you been playing lately?
I've come to hate this bit because I think for like the last 2 months, my games haven't changed at all because I'm still playing City of Villains and Counter-Strike Source. And that's so sad that I'm playing when you guys aren't on.
I thought he quit this game because he hated it.
Well, they just charged me. I just got a charge from NCSoft, $14. So I'm like, I got it for another month at least, so.
Someone didn't cancel in time.
I know.
I'm so confused by this whole internet thing.
He told him you were Bill Cosby.
I said, damn it, people, you need to cancel my accounts because I'm sick and tired of your stupidity.
Wow, that was actually your best Bill Cosby ever.
That was probably pretty good.
People want Cosby. You got to leave that in now.
People definitely want Cosby.
Next topic.
Take-Two has been sued again. Actor Roger Hill, he's the dude who played Cyrus in the Warriors movie. He is suing Take-Two Interactive for $250,000 and in order to bar the use of his likeness for, basically, they used his likeness in the game The Warriors without his permission. They said, hey, can we use your stuff? And he didn't reply. So they're like, silence means consent. And they went ahead and did it. Now he's suing them.
Not the only claim to fame this man has ever had. If you look on the Internet Movie Database thing, he has The Warriors.
Well, did you see that? The SEC is now investigating Take-Two Interactive. Is it Take-Two or Rockstar Games that they're investigating?
Take-Two, I believe, is the publisher. Rockstar Games is the developer. So the publisher is taking the brunt of the heat, which is fitting because we kind of
decided the publisher is the one that break the games to begin with.
Yeah, they're investigating Take-Two. I have my theory on this, because Take-Two published Grand Theft Auto, so you have an administration now that doesn't like boobies. You know, we have this thing called the First Amendment, so they can't throw them in court over content that they don't like. So instead, they're going to use, or you know, organizations like the SEC going to go over all their finances with a fine-tooth comb to see if they could find anything. It's a fishing expedition.
It's interesting, in a related note, that Game Daily Biz reported that something like 10 of their executives have left the company. I mean, like VPs of this and that. So Rockstar and Take-Two have definitely seen better days. Not a good time to be buying Rockstar or Take-Two stock.
It's actually not a good time to be buying stock.
At all?
What are you, an accountant?
Next topic.
Sony.
Lies.
Sony.
Cheats
well,
and steals.
Sony games may be more than $60 for their PS3 titles.
Oh, that's a shocker.
Yeah, I know. In an amazing revelation, unlike anything Sony has done in the last several months, the next generation, most of us, means $60 games. Now, we kind of kibitz and pitter-patter about $60 is a little bit too much. SCEA President Kaz...
Did you say kibitz?
Yes. Sony President Kaz Hirai, I don't know how to pronounce his name, he's Japanese, doesn't matter.
Kaz Hirai?
Hirai went on record to say that he isn't promising a $59.99 cost for PS3 games. According to PSM Magazine, he said he doesn't expect games to be $100, but if they come in a bit higher than $60, don't ding him.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means they're probably going to be...
$79.99!
Yeah, $70.
You're an executive at the company and you're saying, please don't say bad things about me when I tell you we're going to gouge you?
Where has video gaming gone? A kid can no longer just, like, save up allowance for a week or two and go buy a game.
They can if they're playing Game Boy.
They can if they live in Beverly Hills and have rich parents.
Okay, it's Sony, not for average people.
And when Nintendo came out, we had to save up for, like, 2 weeks, and we combined our money.
I think Atari games, when they were out, were around $30 to $50, if my memory serves correct.
Well, it's also PC gaming. All the games are free.
The list is growing with Sony. Games, for the most part, have to be $60, is my opinion. We fought the $60. It's kind of been accepted as the norm. We also thought that the PS3 would be $500, and we were really only kind of half right on that one because they went all berserk and made a $600 version. So who knows with these guys? I have no idea what they're doing.
They have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, I really think that they don't.
Next topic.
All right, peeps, it's the long-awaited return of everyone's favorite game, Fact or Crap. Weekly deaths, video game-related deaths, people are screaming for that, but we need a little help from the listeners out there because...
Come on, people. Get out there and kill yourself. Just leave a note mentioning us. Then we'll get all kinds of listeners.
Oh, that would be awesome. If you're thinking committing suicide, remember, dreamstation.cc.
We're actually getting into the Fact or Craptoids here.
Wait. You didn't say whether how many are fact and how many are crap.
One is fact, the other two are crap. Number one, Google has officially been declared a verb in the English language, and Google is actually fighting for it to be revoked because they don't want to be used as a verb. Number two, Seattle Seahawks running back Sean Alexander's ideas will be rushed into this year's upcoming John Madden Football 2007. He's the dude that's on the front cover, so... He made some comments, and they're going to try and squeeze them in there real quick. Lastly, Apple sent President Bush for his 60th birthday an iPod. Okay, so those are the three, and I actually screwed up, so I have to apologize to Tom. One is true, and two are crap. Right, Google is a verb, and they don't want to be. Seahawks athlete actually gets a say in Madden 2007, or Apple sends Bush an iPod for his 60th. Since Phil's been so quiet, though, he has to go first.
Okay. He's looking it up on the internet. Phil's committed suicide. He wrote dreamstation.cc, attached it to his forehead, and that's it.
Phil, are you there? Phil the robot? Google Phil?
No, I'm sorry. I got caught in the bathroom, plugged up the toilet.
I got caught in the bathroom. It was horrible.
Right in the middle of the show, we just get up and leave.
He just gets up and goes to pinch a loaf, and a capsized turd clogs his commode. God bless America, Phil. So did you hear anything we were talking about in the last 15 minutes?
No.
Oh, skip them.
All right, Phil, pick one, two, or three. How about?
I'll go number two.
Okay, so Phil is...
You already did go number two.
Potty humor. This is what the show has come to. Phil is saying that Seattle Seahawks running back Sean Alexander's ideas will be crushed into Madden Football 2007. Tom?
I'm saying number three is true, that Apple sent an iPod to George W. Because I think they were sending, or someone was sending iPods to senators, because Apple's concerned about new IP laws coming out that would be detrimental to their business.
Keith, which one is true?
What was the first one?
Google has been a verb, and now they don't want to be a verb.
Sure, I'll pick that one, because no one else has.
Okay. Ivan, since you sort of know one of the answers, which one is...
I know it's got to be number two, because number one is at least half true. The Oxford English Dictionary and Webster's is putting Google in and the dictionary awesome advertising for free. Number three I know is false because actually it was Nintendo that sent President Bush a DS for his 60th birthday. I'm going with this, the second.
The Seattle Seahawks running back Sean Alexander's ideas will not be rushed into Madden 2007. Yeah, basically what he did was, most of the time people come out here and they're on the cover and they're just like, Madden is the greatest game, I love Madden, I can't ever play anything else but Madden. This dude is like, you know what would be cool? If 10 of my friends could all play different positions on the same football team online. And they were just like, oh my God. And then there was like this big hubbub about how Sean Alexander should actually be on EA Madden board. But to this I say, how fun would it be to be like a lineman on an offensive play? It probably wouldn't be too much fun. I just want Madden to have online leagues the way that, you know, Microsoft had 5 years ago. And I digress. Yes, Keith is the winner. Keith is the champion. Here's a story. Google was, in fact, declared a verb, much as Mr. Ivan had said. Google is fighting for it to be removed from use as a verb. They're kind of ticked because basically it's this. If a company's name becomes a common verb, they have a lot less legal options to defend against. For example, most people call those like nose napkins, whatever the heck they're called. We call them Kleenex, right?
Nose that you mean tissues.
Nose tissue.
Right.
Nose, okay, well, facial tissue.
What are those things you put in your ears after taking a shower?
Q-tips.
Right, and Q-tip is actually a brand. So, and I guess in the UK, they don't say, I'm going to vacuum something. They say, I'm going to Hoover it. So basically, you don't go and look something up online, you just Google for it. And Google's like, oh my gosh, now we have less options to defend against when people use our words.
See?
So it kind of makes sense in a sick and twisted way.
Doesn't matter. That's going to be our last Factor Crap until 2007, so.
Factor Crap is an awful lot of work. I got one or two from listeners that were pretty good, and I'm going to be using them. So Factor Crap will be coming here in the near future.
Next topic.
Miscellaneous Sony stuff. Japanese developers were interviewed and surveyed about the PS3 strategy, pricing, and other tactics. The vast majority of them do not think very highly of Sony and their game plan.
Wait, Asians?
Yes.
Asians are against Sony.
They're like, Sony stinks. Hey. So the lowlights are that 90% disagree with the pricing of the PS3. 33%, so about a third of them, think less of Sony after their lame showing at E3. Lastly, in our Sony coverage this week, apparently Sony doesn't want to pay for software.
Arr.
On Sony's official website for the PlayStation 3, right there smack dab in the middle of the PS3, was an Apple logo. No, it doesn't mean that Apple has teamed up with Sony. It means that the guys over at Sony who made the website were using a trial version of a program called Shake. The Shake program costs 500 bones, less than a single PS3, but they didn't buy it. They just used the evaluation copy, and then they like... The official word was that it was an uploading mistake. That's what they said. Oh, we didn't mean to upload that. So there was a big Apple logo in the middle of the Sony PS3.
I'm not surprised by that, by a couple of guys using a trial version of software for production purposes. What I'm surprised at is that they actually made it all the way through online. Like, no one noticed, hey, there's a watermark on our image that we want to put on the website.
They were too busy trying to price the PS3 games. $500! Who care about Apple Shake?
We use a software, no pay. We're going to need our Japanese brethren come to the big Chinese war coming up. So, hey, don't, you know.
Next topic.
All right, let's get into Wii information.
What?
The console formerly known as the Revolution.
Oh, don't start. That was the greatest marketing move they possibly could have made.
Price will be released in a September time frame with a fourth quarter 06 launch. The rumors currently put the date of the Wii release at November 6th. So Iwata, he's like one of the Nintendo fat cat uppity-ups, he went in an interview saying that it's not standard to sell software for less than cost. Now, he didn't say that they wouldn't do it at Nintendo, but he did say it's not Nintendo's goal to lose money on hardware sales. Normally what happens is Nintendo is the only company, gaming company, that makes money on their hardware sale, whereas Sony and Microsoft are actually losing money every time you buy a system. They count on their game sales to make up that money, because they have like a charge that Microsoft gets money for a certain percentage or $10 or whatever it is on every game that's
sold. Yeah, but you know, that loss margin shrinks over time. So after producing these things for a couple of years, they eventually hit a break-even point in their cost of acquiring circuits and everything.
PlayStation 2 just became profitable within the last year or two, and that thing's been out for, what, 5 or 6 years? So it can be a while off.
A whale off!
He was talking about the 1.8 million units sold of the Game Boy Micro, which is actually kind of weak. He said that sales did not meet expectations, and he said one of the reasons was that they switched marketing in Japan from marketing the Micro to marketing the DS. So they kind of changed focus, and the DS is a big, huge seller and has all kinds of shortages over there. Micro kind of didn't really
do it.
You know,
that's why I didn't buy Micro, because they came out and said, we're not supporting Game Boy anymore, that this was the last of the line. From this point forward, we're going with the DS only.
But they did say that the DS is not the next successor to the Game Boy. Like, the Game Boy will have a new Game Boy at some point in the future once, I guess, the DS dies down. They said the current GBA is going to be dead. They're not going to make money more. They're not going to keep supporting Game Boy Advance stuff, but they are going to make another version of the Game Boy.
So you're saying that they are going to have two lines of handhelds?
In the future, they're going to have a Game Boy. I think it would be silly to have two different lines of handhelds.
Well, they're going to have a DS. That's its own separate line.
But once that kind of dies down within the next 5 years, don't you think?
Oh, you're saying that DS is not a platform that you're going to see 5 years from now. Isn't the DS the most popular line right now?
It is. But they said, we're not done with the Game Boy franchise. Game Boy will be back. The DS is not the next Game Boy. So they never intended the DS to replace the Game Boy line. The DS is its own separate product that's out there and it's making money.
So there will be a successor to the SP is what you're saying. Okay.
Yes, there will. Lastly, the big dinger was that Iwata said that the Revolution console that's now known as the Wii, it's going to be a failure if it doesn't outsell the GameCube. The GameCube didn't sell very well. I think it was in second place, to be honest. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head.
Next topic.
Time of the show is it now. Folks, it's time for the forum question. To be included in our forum discussions, just go to www.dreamstation.cc. There's a forum links on the left-hand side. Just go into the general forum. That's where we keep all our polls. Current poll is, are increasing demand for hardware the real reason behind the decline of PC gaming?
My take on it is just that this has all been said to death. It's a lot easier for developers to create games with hardware specs that they know are never going to change, as opposed to PC games where you have to tailor to the lowest common denominator, which is some jackhole with still running a Pentium 2 300 or something like that. It's just...
Yeah, but given the moving platform of a PC, at least traditionally before this current generation of games, I mean, in general, PC gaming, even with mediocre hardware, saying, you know, a GeForce 4200, which was the budget line card, still looked great for many, many years.
I think the big thing, though, is that certain games play better on a PC than they do on a console. You kind of proved that with the RTS, with Battle for Middle Earth, and...
And Halo proves it every day.
The reviews online for Battle for Middle Earth are that the game is pretty good. It's just that as good as the control scheme are, it's not a PC with a mouse and keyboard. So, yeah, they did an awesome job, but it's not a mouse and keyboard.
In first place, 34% was yes, but not entirely true about the hardware demand. In second, with 27%, was no, but it doesn't help at all. Third place, with 17%, is no, not at all. 10% said other. 7% said, heck yes, let them utilize what's out there. And lastly, with 3.5%, yes, yes, entirely true. Kobol is Dead said, no, what is killing PC gaming is that for a fraction of the cost, you can get a Microsoft console that has most of the games that a PC does, as well as cross-platform console games. The reason it's affecting sales now, as opposed to N64 and PS1 days, because PC games and console games are, graphically speaking, getting harder and harder to discriminate between, this past generation especially. Also, it doesn't help that there's no used game market for the PC, at least that GameStop and EB would carry more PC games.
That's a good argument.
I agree with that as well.
All right, Extreme Gene said, I don't really see how this affects anything. At least in historical terms, consoles have always been much cheaper than PCs. If anything, the increasing cost of consoles would drive people to play more on the PC, albeit possibly less graphic-intense titles. Additionally, there are two main reasons why I think consoles are already as cheap as they are. First, of course, is the console seller lose money on every console they make, at least early on in the console's life. The console company, therefore, absorbing the loss in hopes of making back money selling games instead. Second, the fact that consoles, by their very nature, are a set of piece of hardware. That's a weird sentence. In terms of manufacturing them, it's a lot easier to bring down costs because Microsoft, Nintendo, or Sony would be ordering millions of the same chips, pieces of plastic, cables, etc. For better or worse, PCs are customizable in about every single way. I would hazard a guess that this leads PC gamers to pay more for what a piece of hardware costs as opposed to a console game.
$700, my friend. $700.
What I was going to say to that, though, is in reality, the console hardware is actually more expensive than the PC hardware.
Well, with this generation, yes, because you have them developing the custom chips from IBM and Motorola.
The 20-gigabyte Xbox hard drive, which is just a laptop drive, you can get that same laptop drive, 20-gig laptop drive, for, I don't know, $50, whereas for the Xbox, because you got the cool, unique, customized shell and all that other stuff, it'll be, let's say, $100.
A Ninja Fae. PS1 started out with some pretty dire games, purely digital controls and sucky load times. I'm surprised.
Wait. What did it end with? Didn't it end with digital controls, sucky load times, and subpar games?
Over the years, it became better and better and better. Graphics in some of the games are so good, it was almost awe-inspiring. Case in point, Ace Combat 3 versus Ace Combat 1, Grand Theft 2 over Grand Theft 1. But PCs seem to take a different route. Instead of programmers actually doing some kind of work, pushing the hardware to some kind of limit, that appears to be happening is this. New tech release, new game released, held back to take advantage of the new tech. Old tech dumped 6 months later or deemed as the minimum requirements. Now, I know that there's a serious mismatch of technological combinations in people's computers, but seriously, do we need developers to simply ignore the investment people have made just so their games look jaw-droppingly, when in fact it rarely does these days? So, I guess in gist of that one is, instead of programmers programming to what they have, they just keep using the new software. But, I mean, that's kind of the point of having a PC.
But that's not true, because they're not doing that, because, like, a new shader standard comes out, no one writes to it. They're writing to the old shader standard, because they're afraid, okay, not everyone has a GeForce 7900. So they're writing for the, you know, the old GeForce FXs. Yeah, and one more thing, since I have no audience right now, that whole thing of a console being a non-moving target flew right out the window this generation, because now you do have different versions of consoles. And wasn't it Sony that says that, like, every 2 years they're going to do a refresh of the console with a new hardware spec for the PS3? So you're going to have, like, a PS3 version 2008 and a PS3 version 2009?
Is that all our comments, or you got one more, Keith?
You know, pretty much all of them are saying the same thing along the lines of it comes down to cost. PCs generally cost more than an Xbox. But soon enough, they'll pretty much be the same. I cost and ease of use. I'm not getting a PC right this second because it's more expensive than for right now for me to just buy an Xbox.
And I believe it's the ease of use because I don't have to install anything and download patches and, Skype just crashed, now I got to reboot and, you know.
If there is an answer, you're right. It's related to the ease of use, because ease of use leads to it being, you know, you get the common masses use it, so now you have a larger market.
The common people.
The common people use it, unlike us.
All right, so will Nintendo actually support two different lines of handheld, the DS and the GBA specifically?
Is that a forum question or a question to us?
It's a question for the forum for next week's show.
Next topic.
So, mailbag time.
Mailbag!
I was talking to an unnamed source at Microsoft. Basically, what's happening is they're going to do this Xbox Live Arcade Wednesdays. So, starting Wednesday the 12th, they're going to release one Xbox Live game every Wednesday. Frogger is first. We actually have a date nailed down for the Street Fighter release.
Frogger's coming out on the 12th. Cloning Clyde is coming out on July 19th. Galaga will be July 26th. Street Fighter 2 will be released on August 2nd. And Pac-Man will be released on August 9th. And again, 12 p.m. midnight Pacific time, there will be an Xbox Live Arcade title released to the public basically every Wednesday from now on. So I'm going to be eating some crow on this 4 Live Arcade titles by the end of year prediction I made a couple shows ago. They hit it just with those right there.
Hey, I have got a whole library of games that have been sitting here for 20 years. You're trying to tell me that people will buy them again? Sign us up.
So let's jump into the actual mailbag. This is a story that MacMan has sent me a while ago, and I'm finally getting around to reading it. Amelia the Whooping Llama goes to E3. So for those new listeners, you know, again, we didn't welcome you in the first, but please feel the warmth of our gentle welcome now, as Emilio is a morality llama who makes sure little kids don't play M-rated games. And if he sees bad content, he says whoop. One rainy day, Emilio was bored, so he went over to Chris and nudged him and said he wanted to walk. Emilio, don't bother me right now. I'm in the middle of Dead or Alive 4. He went to the You Suck 360 and turned it off, pulled Chris's pants back up. Oh, that's low. That's low. Whoop whoop indeed, he says. Emilio wanted to go to E3. They entered the Phantom section and spotted a Phantom console. They screamed and dove at it. It disappeared. Suddenly a man appeared and said, Jack Thompson is back. You can't have your precious console. I shall break them all. Chris and Emilio walked to the Nintendo Wii section in awe of the majesty of the innovated console. This guy is clearly a Wii fanboy. Ha! My Wii is huge, they heard. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
The two followed the noise and saw a Sony rep holding the new PS3 controller with a totally original motion-sensitive device. They walked over to the Microsoft booth where they met with their buddies, Tom and Keith, who could forget Bill Cosby. Don't read out loud. I love forgetting Bob. The group watched the Halo 3 trailer, and they all walked around saying, it's just another first-person shooter. They were then mauled by Halo fans who still need to get a real game. Thank you very much, MacMan, for the continuing saga of... You can call our number, and the number is 206-984-GAME. 4263 is game. All right, this one's from Liquid Cheese. Liquid Cheese says, love the show, listening since around show 48. I got an iPod Nano then. It's been fun going through the shows I hadn't listened to. I have to admit, it was pretty interesting listening to the hot coffee stuff, since I already knew the outcome of it. Might as well give you a question you could use for your mailbag. Basically, Liquid Cheese is the dude who had started up the whole Greatest Hits of the Dream Station podcast, so we appreciate that effort, Liquid Cheese. He asks the question, do you think Microsoft plans to incorporate an Xbox Live-like system onto the PC for gaming is a good idea or bad idea? Microsoft have been talking about this, and they've even chucked around the idea of having having Xbox Live exactly as it is on the PC, so that people on the PC can play with their friends who have 360s. I personally think that having a unified system would be great for the PC. Xbox Live really is a great setup, and having that sort of community on a PC would be awesome. Anyways, thanks for podcasting. Thanks for not shoving advertising onto your podcast.
Oh, just wait.
Oh,
we may eat crow on that one, sir.
I won't be eating crow. We never promised we weren't going to run advertising.
Yeah, we never did promise that.
Nice.
But going back to his question, we already know the answer because we asked Ross this on the show, and his answer was probably, but it's only going to be on Vista. Well, yeah, well, this is how they're going to shove Vista down gamers' throats, because I have no plans on upgrading unless they add some Xbox Live type functionality to it.
This one is from T27 Duck, Tony Drake. Hey, Chris, Bob, Tom, Joe, Fred, etc.
Nice.
My dog ate my microphone again, and I always sound drunk when I record, so I'm just going to type this thing out.
All the better.
This dude definitely has to send it in.
Thought you might like to have a quickie on the new Super Mario Brothers for the DS review, since you're all such sarcasm. Huge Nintendo fans and sarcasm. Basically, what they did at Nintendo is take all that was good from Super Mario 1 and 2, the Japanese version, 3, World 64, and the DS, roll it up into one game, and threw in a couple twists. You get the power-ups, the flagpoles at the end of each level, and the 99 one-up trick from Super Mario 1. You get the overview map from Mario 3. You get the physics, triple jump, wall jump, and butt stomp from Mario 64.
Is that with the special new character? B. Arthur?
The special B. Arthur?
B. Arthur is this hidden character in the Mario games. But you didn't know that, but it's true.
You get the ability to revisit past levels. Some levels have more than one exit leading to different paths, ghost houses, item storage, etc. Mario can become a giant with the Mega Mushroom, and the Mini Mushroom turns him very small, and he can walk on water and jump very high. They are a strategy to the game because certain events and areas can only be accessed when he is either big or little.
Or B. Arthur.
It's very old-school 2D platformer feel to it, so that's going to help the retro gamers. The bad. The earlier levels are on the easy side. Don't expect a challenge until you get into World 2. According to Tony Drake here, gets a 9.5 out of 10. He says, run out and buy it if you dig the Mario games or 2D platformers.
Or B. Arthur.
Or we do have some audio clips that I do want to get to, so we give priority to those guys. We have one from Night Owl. He's the dude that hooked us up with the phone number.
Hey, just one little tip for your listeners. If you just get fired, like you have one last paycheck, don't use that to buy a game system. Then you have like a $130 thing that lights up. Got my last paycheck, bought the Nintendo DS. It's shiny, it looks nice. A little word of warning, bad idea all around. Walmart won't take it back. Love the show. This is Night Owl.
All right, this one is from Master Chief. Master Chief asked this question.
Hey, guys. This is Master Chief 0987 out of Orlando, Florida, and I've had a question. Do you think that Sony's going to realize that they've screwed up really bad their price points with all these analysts saying that even that they're probably going to lose this console war, or are they just going to stay gung-ho and then just shoot themselves in the foot the whole way? Thanks. Love the show. Talk to you later.
Is it really considered themselves shooting themselves in the foot, though, if it succeeds? You know people are going to buy it. You know there's going to be a shortage when it comes out.
Yeah, but you know what? They could rig the shortage. I mean, if they only decide they're going to release, 200,000 units, then you could almost guarantee that there's 200,000 rich kids who are going to run out and buy it in the first week, and so now they can go to the trade press and say, look, there's a shortage of PS3s. How successful is our launch?
They're saying that the United Kingdom is going to have 150,000 PS3s. That's it. That's nothing.
As much as I like to bash Sony, they're still Sony, and I'll believe it after the fact, but I know that there's going to be all the lemmings that want the PS3 and are going to spend their however much money it's going to cost.
Spend their parents' money.
And lastly, in our audio mailbag, two messages from the co-hosts of the Old School Gamers podcast. They were actually really, really cool. They're a lot of fun to talk to. I had a little bit of a conversation with them over Skype, so check out their podcast. oldschoolgamers.libsyn.com.
Is school spelled like elite school or normal school? Like, is it with a K and two zeros? Or
S-K-O-O-L, gamers with a Z.
Okay, their logo is awesome. I do like the logo.
But these two guys are actually really cool, and they have a decent show, but it's actually funny. It's not so crazy and out there that you won't be able to understand what they're saying. The one guy's gamer tag is Coach Azkicken, A-Z-Z, and we started a little something called The Six, because there are six of us in the whole entire world that don't like Halo 2, so he started talking about The Six, and he says that on the show, that the one has The Six and the other one has a 6 million, but...
What's going on, DreamStation.cc? This is Vicious696, the co-host of the Old School Gamers podcast. Just want to let you guys know that I'm a big fan, been listening to you guys for well over a year now. keep up the great work, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, what's up, Big Chris? It's your boy Coach Ass, kicking co-host of the Old School Gamers, representing the Six, baby. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, Chris, go ahead and let everybody know what the Six is. You can roll up your sleeve and show your logo. Baby, the six people in the world that hate Halo, dog. Hey, man, love what you're doing, man. Keep up. You're my boy. Nothing but love, baby. Late.
All right, that's the end of the mailbag. If you want to send us email again, it's videogameshow@dreamstation.cc.
No, no, don't give out the email. Just give out the phone number for this week.
The phone number again for your audio comments that we prefer highly, 206-984-GAME. That's 206-984-4263.
That's awesome. It's just like the Don and Jew show now.
Next topic.
That was our show. That was show number 62. Dreamstation.cc is the website to which you can get news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archive. Spread the word to your friends, family, local gaming stores, etc. We would like, once again, to kind of say, if you want to go to the awards, podcastawards.com, and nominate us for the gaming category, we would be much appreciated. I think that's it. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, for taking the time out of your busy Monday night to record this wonderful thing we call the Dream Station Video Game Show.
Yeah, the show went by pretty quick.
Hello?
Hello.
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 I sent you guys an email.
What does it say?
It said that I was working a little bit late and I was probably going to be home at like 7.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Goodbye.
I'll be home at like 15.
All right, dude. Later.
All right, bye.
We can start the show without him, and then that way like he can have like a bigger introduction than everyone else. It's like, hey, it's the new regular, the old regular, just coming back.